Hi, good morning everyone. This is Sirisha Varma, founder of Branding by Pixels, a business strategy and digital marketing company based out of India. So, I have been discussing about a few topics. These are generally topics regarding small business owners. These topics are actually collected by us from audience using different tools. It could be something that people have submitted on our website, or it could be questions that people are asking us on platforms like Quora. So today I wanted to talk about specifically one topic which is very much related to India. I have seen that out of the audiences that generally listen to my podcast, many of them are not based out of India. 90% of the audience that I have is coming from other countries like US, UK. So this question may not seem very relevant to the audience who is listening to my podcast from these other countries, because this is a very India-based question. But I still wanted to address this question because India is still a very agrarian kind of economy, and also we are a very brick and mortar kind of economy. We are just trying to understand how this online stuff works, though technologically, I would say Indians have that savvy, and most of the companies, even if you look across the world, are now being headed by Indians. But still in India, we don't use much of technologies at the grassroots level. So I wanted to make sure that people who are hearing my podcast from India actually understand the scope of taking their business online. So one of the aspects of my business is I generally try to educate my prospects so they understand what digital marketing actually means. If they're taking their business online, then what it means for the business and for the individual as well. So in that aspect of education, I think this business, this question really adds a lot of value to people who still don't understand how online businesses, how taking their business online can really help them out. Specifically now, given that the pandemic situation, most of the brick and mortar businesses, though they have opened with lots of I would say enthusiasm since a month ago in India, they are now facing challenges because many of the customers are not those many customers who used to come previously before the lockdown or before this pandemic situation came is not the same as the number of customers that they are getting now, because people are still very much I would not say they are afraid. I would say probably they are taking precautionary measures, so they don't unnecessarily go to places. If they can order in, they generally want to do that. It could be ordering a simple meal, or it could be ordering other items online as well. So many of the brick and mortar business owners that they have opened since lockdown, since this is unlocked down too, have not seen their customers return back to normal, return back to their stores as much as they expected. So many of the people think that everything is going to become normal, but I would still say it will take a bit of time until and unless the vaccine is out there and the vaccine is working well. Business will not be normal. So it is better if you also look at different ways to take your business online. So coming back to the question, this is a question which was asked by one of our followers on Quora. And it is a question wherein he asks, has anyone become rich in India by an online business? So like I said, India is a very agrarian kind of economy. We are a very brick and mortar kind of economy. So the ratio to the number of businesses which are online and the number of businesses which are offline or still follow the physical format is like huge, right? So that is why I wanted to take this opportunity to give you examples of three different businesses which have only started the online route, and the different revenue streams that they have, the different business models that they have also used. So without any further ado, let me just quickly get into the question. The question is, again, has anyone become rich in India by an online business? The answer is yes. I will give you three separate examples of three companies which have become rich in India by taking their business online or starting a business model which is specifically online only. So my first example is IndiaMart. IndiaMart was started in 1996 by two cousins, Dinesh Agrawal and Brijesh Agrawal. So many of the Indian business owners, you might be a manufacturer or you might be a service provider for the B2B sector. You would definitely know IndiaMart. IndiaMart is like the biggest platform serving B2B business people in India. So IndiaMart is like a listing website, and it has three different business models. One is B2B, one is B2C and C2C. So B2B, everybody knows, is business to business. B2C is business to end customer, and C2C is customer to customer. So when IndiaMart launched in 1996, they launched with only one business model, which was B2B. Slowly they have evolved into B2C and C2C. Now it was started in 96 with a capital of 40,000 rupees. These are all Indian currency rupees. And then if you look at their current stats, the current stats are at 72.3 crore visits in 2019. With 70% from mobile, because IndiaMart is a very is a platform-based business. The 72.3 crore visits happened on their website in 2019. These are the latest figures that we could get regarding this business. And with 70% of people visiting their website from mobile. So whenever we specifically talk about digital or taking your business online, we generally stress about making sure that your website that you build for your business is mobile-friendly or mobile compatible. The specific reason for that is nowadays nobody is specifically logging into a laptop or a desktop. People are always on the move. They don't like to sit stationarily at one place, so they generally like going out. More so now because of the disposable incomes rise that has happened, so most of them are accessing the internet or making their searches or making their purchase decisions through their mobile devices. So it is imperative that if you are creating a website for your own business, that the mobile version of the website works well, it loads well, it renders well as well. Now coming back to the revenues of IndiaMart, revenues at this point of time, that is as per 2019, is 507 crores. So that is not a bad return on investment, right? They just started with 40,000 bucks in 96, but in 2019, their revenues are around 507 crores. So that is the first example that I would like to talk about. The second example is more of B2C kind of business, and it is a very most of the people actually think that even if I start or take my business online, if the per product cost is not that great, so let us say I generally sell pens. So if I have a pen which is $5, then I cannot sell it online, because my margins will only become better when I sell in volumes, right? So people generally think if it is a small product with a small cost, then it really does not work out in the online world. They should have a brick and mortar kind of store wherein they can sell more volumes to people walking into the store. But with this example, when I explain this example, you would definitely understand that that logic really does not make any sense. So the second company that we are going to talk about today is Chumbak. So many of the Indians know about Chumbak. There might be some foreigners also who know about Chumbak, because whenever you visit India, any country for that sake, right? So people, whenever they visit a new place, they generally try to pick up certain small objects which will remind them of the specific trip. So Chumbak is a company which started like that. So they started with fridge magnets. It was actually started in 2010 by an Indian couple, and they slowly got into Indian figurines business. So Indian figurines in the sense, for example, if you go to Paris, you get to buy a miniature figurine of the Leaning Tower of Pisa or something like that, right? So that is what is called as a figurine. For example, if you are visiting India, then you would get probably you would buy something like a figurine of Taj Mahal to take it back with you. So Chumbak started with Indian figurines because they understood that India didn't have any gift market for all these kind of small miniature kind of figurines. So they started in 2010. Also, if you are savvy at Google AdWords, you would have also understood that Google AdWords created a case study on Chumbak because Chumbak was their first digital success story in India. When Chumbak started in 2010, there was no people or there were not many businesses which were online, and amongst those few businesses which were online, they were not even using Google AdWords to advertise about their products. So Chumbak, they actually started using this great platform which is Google AdWords to start driving more revenues, and that is one of the reasons why Google AdWords actually showcases Chumbak as a case study of one of the digital success stories. So from 2010 when it has been started, Chumbak has an year-on-year growth of 300%. We don't specifically know their turnovers because they are not a publicly traded company, so they don't have to disclose their turnovers. But the last figures that we could find was they were doing a turnover of more than 40 crores. Now, if you look at Chumbak's business model, they have actually two business models now. They just started online in 2010, so they never used to have any brick and mortar presence, but slowly they realized that people might want to, you know, actually look at the product or feel the product. So they started small stores, but these are not very big stores. So they could be probably, you know, 10 by 10 or something like that, very small stores, because they also wanted to test out this brick and mortar kind of model, right? Like I said, India is a very agrarian brick and mortar kind of economy, so they wanted to make sure that people, the first purchase at least happens through a store, so people get more confidence regarding the brand, so they can go back online and then purchase with complete confidence, right? So that is the business model currently. So Chumbak has both online as well as a store model. Now, the third business that I would like to talk about, which is again in B2C segment, is Zivame. Zivame is into lingerie for women. It was started in 2011 by Richa Kar. So again, Zivame has, buying lingerie in India is not that easy because previously all lingerie for women was specifically, sold through a store wherein there were all these men as salesperson, and women never felt comfortable buying from them. So, and then there was also this issue of fit and size. It was embarrassing to go into a lingerie store and ask a guy there regarding a specific size of lingerie. Apart from that, these stores, they either did not have any trial rooms or they had very small trial trial room. So it was the whole experience of buying lingerie in India was not a great one. So Richa Kar is an IIT IIM graduate, and she understood that this and there was no specific way that this was sold. So this was only sold to the stores. Women were not really comfortable going there and buying it. So but they still had no other choice. So Richa Kar thought there was a huge opportunity here, and now they are also diversified into nightwear and stuff like that. So this was started in 2011 by Richa Kar. Again, when she started Zivame, it was a completely online model. So they have a website through which you can order. But then she also understood that people wanted to, you know, do a trial, because this is lingerie or underwear. What happens is there is no return policy, right? Because if you wear it, it's these are intimate parts. If you wear those, you cannot again return those back. So because of hygiene issues, she understood that people might want to do a bit of a trial before they actually buy the product. So they also started small shopping shop models, wherein again, just like Chumbak, they have like a 10 by 10, a small store, right, which has very limited collection, but it is more about women going there, probably making a trial, feeling comfortable, getting their size done as well, because many of us don't know how to measure specifically for the lingerie section, right? So they have these people, so their stores are called as Zivame Studio, and their sales people, who are generally women, they will help you with the measurement. So that they have fine-tuned their business models to have both, but 90% of their stock is still residing on their online platforms, which is their website. But they still have some samples in the shop-in-shop model, so that people can actually touch and feel the product. So these are the three different businesses with three different models, with three different customer segments, which have gone online and, you know, have become rich. So at this point of time, we still don't know because Zivame is venture capital funded. So at this point of time, it is a 10 crore or a $100 million valuation. So these are the three different businesses that I wanted to talk about. One is IndiaMart, the second one is Chumbak, and the third one is Zivame. So no matter which business you are in, you can still take it online. So it can still generate revenues even if there is a lockdown, even if you are sleeping, because there is no shutdown to a website, right? There is only a shutdown to a physical store. So if you are looking for any help in this regards of taking your business online, you can definitely drop me a mail on sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. That is sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. If you like what you have heard in our podcast, please do subscribe. I would really love to hear from you. If you have any specific topic that you want us to cover, then you can also definitely reach out to me, send me a personal note, and I would love to take that topic up. I hope you're all staying safe, you're staying at home until and unless it is absolutely necessary. And even if you're going out, I hope you're all taking precautions. So stay safe, stay at home. Take care. This is Sirisha Varma, founder of Branding by Pixels, a business strategy and digital marketing company based out of India, signing off for today. Take care. Have a great weekend ahead. Bye-bye.